Let's go to Joni now, listening in Minnesota. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for accepting the leadership role as a modern-day disciple for our Lord on Relevant Radio. My husband and I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
I need your help in guiding my thoughts about this question I have. So let's say I have been focused during my Catholic life on offering up my physical sufferings and various trials mm-hmm. that I've faced. So is it upon my death that God will take into consideration my sufferings to influence his decision about my eternal destiny?
Well, not exactly. Let's put it this way. That's where you'll find out all the good that you've done and all the bad that you've done, too. St. Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where he says the man who built his house on the foundation of Jesus Christ, and in this case, a woman, you, on the day of the particular judgment, all of it is revealed. So all the works of one's life are revealed. And he says there that the gold, the silver, and the precious stones, in other words, those good works that were done in grace, those remain. And yet the flammable things that he likens to wood, hay, and straw, the bad works, he says those are burned up. He says the man experiences suffering. He will be saved, but only as though passing through fire, because this fire of God's love is revealing to him. God already knows it, but it's revealing to the man everything that went on into his life. And this would be true for women as well, obviously. So that's when you find out all those ways in which you were laying up treasure in heaven. So by offering your sufferings to the Lord, little inconveniences or big problems, whatever they are, by offering those up to him, you probably have forgotten most of the things that you've offered up to him over your lifetime, but then it'll all be revealed to you. So your almsgiving, the ways in which you helped other people, all of those things are going to be revealed to you, as well as, of course, all the sins. So it's not that God sort of looks at all of this and then says, okay, well, I guess the balance tips in her favor because she did more good deeds than she did bad deeds. Okay, we'll let her into heaven. It's not like that at all. What decides whether or not you or anyone else will go to heaven, Joni, is if you die in the state of grace. You may have led the most wicked, horrible life, and you didn't, obviously. But even if you had, if by the end of your life you have a sincere repentance, a true contrition, which is not because you fear punishment, but because you love God. Fearing punishment is a good start, but ultimately loving God and being sorry for your sins because the God who loves you wanted you to return your love to him. And if you have that and you're in the state of grace, you go to heaven. Bingo bango, as my grandson Patrick likes to say. And that's the deciding factor. Now,
okay.
The converse is true. If you die in the state of mortal sin, which is intentional rebellion against God and an obstinate unwillingness to receive his grace, an obstinate unwillingness to repent of sin, and you die in that state, you go to hell. And everything will be revealed on that general judgment. But for those who are going to heaven, if they experience some time in purgatory, as St. Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 3, nonetheless, they have the joy of knowing that they're destined forever in heaven.
Okay, Patrick, thank you so much for explaining this.
You are most welcome, Joni, and I'm glad that you listened to the program. My regards to your husband. Thank you.